Maybe put somebody on the board. Every creature, everything which is created, has both what we call substance and accidents. That's the church's official language. Substance and accidents. Substance is that which makes, well, a thing what it is. This is calcium carbonate. The substance which makes this chalk chalk. What makes this paper paper? Is it from wood or from some, well, vegetation? The water, the substance in the water is H2O. We can never see the substance of anything. The substance is that which remains constant as long as that thing is what it is. If I burn the paper, it no longer has the substance of paper. If I mix the water with some chemical and the water penetrates that chemical, it can become something else. Now, the substance is that which makes something, any creature, what it is. However, every creature has qualities, properties, and these constantly change, keep changing. There's no such thing as a created substance. It always remains what it was, keeps changing. For example, the food we eat changes into, you know, part of us. Here we breathe, again becomes part of us. Now, the important thing is to understand substance and accidents, and we apply that to Jesus Christ. As God, we never speak of God as having a substance and accidents, never. Because God is absolutely unchangeable. The properties, the qualities, the accidents of a creature are those which externally, or a material thing, we can recognize, weigh it, see what color it is, see what taste it has. The sisters also for the spirit. Angels are creatures. Our souls are creatures. When our body dies, the soul lives on. Well, that soul has substance and accidents. Angels, every angel has substance and accidents. When we were conceived, the moment we were conceived, God created an immortal soul, joined that soul with the body prepared by our parents and sisters. For all eternity, we will remain we. The substance remains we, each one of us. Now, in the Holy Eucharist, when the words of consecration are pronounced, first over the bread, then over the wine, the substance, that which makes bread, bread, is removed. It is removed. How is it removed? The substance of the bread becomes the living body of Christ. The substance of wine becomes the living blood of Christ. And remember, there cannot be a living body without blood. There cannot be human blood, living blood, without a body. So the whole Christ becomes present. For the substance of the bread disappears. It is replaced. Replaced by the whole Christ. Now, whether before or after the consecration, before the consecration, we do not see the substance of the bread. All we see is the properties. The weight, the color, the taste, the size. We cannot see the substance of anything. We cannot touch, taste, or feel the substance. The substance, I repeat, is that which something is. The properties are the qualities of that substance, which of course can change. Now, once the consecration has been pronounced, what had been, past tense, what had been the substance of bread and had been the substance of wine, the substance is replaced by what? By the whole Christ. The substance of Christ's human nature, his body and his soul, and also his properties. But we cannot perceive with our senses. We cannot perceive either Christ's substance nor his properties. But our faith tells us that transubstantiation means what had been bread becomes now Jesus Christ. Now, we can say the substance of what was bread becomes the substance of Christ's living body. But there is no substance of Christ's living body without properties. So the properties are also there. We cannot perceive them. We believe they are there. Now, how they are there? That we can speculate, we can theorize, but the important thing is to believe that they, the substance and the properties of Jesus as a living man, are present, united with his divinity. And there's a strange verb used. The verb